right, what's up, my boobies?
All right, we are back for another episode of Couldn't Care Less Podcast. And I've got something to talk to you about today, okay? And it's something serious I think you should all take seriously. I think everyone should look at it as a very... it's something that needs to be addressed, quite frankly. Or else we're all going to end up wussies. We're all going to end up these pussified assholes that walk around expecting life to be handed to us. And quite frankly, you are going to think that I'm crazy. You're going to think that what I present to you is a little bit outrageous, but it's just an example, okay? It is just an example of the ridiculousness that we all absorb on a daily basis, okay? So it's probably the only thing I'm going to go over on this episode, but it's very, very important. I might touch on something else, but it is very, very important. And what it is, I'm going to pop up on the screen, is this informational document, I guess. It's like a meme. You'll see memes like this all the time, or little pictures, like inspirational pictures. And this is one of those. I actually saw this come across LinkedIn, which is even more cringeworthy. LinkedIn is not for this sappy, you know, hopefully everyone accepts me material that this is presenting. Okay? And like I said, this is just an example. I did not go through and find any others, but I promise you, when I do, I will present them. Okay, here it is. I'm going to show you on the screen right now if you're watching. If not, I will read through them. So like I said, if you're just listening, this is a kind of like a meme that has a list of things that you should do in life, or that you should strive for in life, with the line at the top crossed out as if someone were to make this list. This is what they would usually write, and they're crossing it out and putting what you should strive for in life. So the first one out of the eight says, these are things you should strive for in life, by the way. The first one says, get married before 30. Before 30 is crossed out, and it says, when you are ready. So I don't have too much of a problem with this one. This one's honestly acceptable. However, it's not bad advice to maybe start looking around before you're 30, okay? So I don't disagree with the first statement. I do think the second statement is correct. I think that it's a little bit sappy, but that's not the worst one, okay? So as we move forward, the second one says, retire with enough money. And of course, enough money is crossed out and replaced with enough memories. Get rid of that sappy shit. They could have come up with something else. Anything else. That shit is sappy. Retire with enough memories? Yeah, I guarantee when a guy gets done or a woman retires from their job that they've been working at for 30 to maybe 40 years, that they just want memories. You know? Fuck the money. Forget about that. We only want the memories. Whatever. Get that shit out of here, too. Third one. Become rich. Whoa. Right? Who doesn't want that? Rich is crossed out. Says, become what makes you happy. Oh! Another one. So sappy. Yes, agreed. Become what makes you happy. But I don't care what anyone says, unless it was handed over to you. Money does bring happiness to a certain extent. Now, yes, you can get over that happiness and become very depressed, or become something that you never wanted to be before. But I will tell you this, from the little amount of money that I've managed to make in my short life so far, the more I make, the happier I get. So don't try to tell me that money doesn't make happiness or bring happiness, because it fucking does. It's a lie. Now, become rich, it's kind of cliche to just cross out rich and put what makes you happy. But That one, I kind of get, you gotta become what makes you happy. So that one can stay. However, it's a little bit cliche. The fourth one, fall in love with someone beautiful. This one makes me cringe because they crossed out someone beautiful and inserted fall in love with inner beauty. Really? What is this? I found this on LinkedIn. Okay? It's already too sappy at this point for Facebook. The little freaking cat lovers. That's what they are, really. If you love cats, you probably love this little informational thing. No offense. I'm a dog person, and I love my dog. I love all dogs. I even like cats. But if you really love cats, then you probably love the fourth one as well. Fall in love with inner beauty. Okay? Number five, and that one is so... The fourth one is so cringeworthy that I don't even have anything else to say about it. It's bad. Okay? Number five, make parents proud of how much I earn. Okay? Not really many people, unless you're from Asia, who have to prove to their parents that they're even worth being alive by becoming a doctor or something. Unless that's you, I don't think many parents are really, really that concerned about how much you earn. Now, do they want you to earn a great living? Of course they do. Number five crosses out how much I earn, of course, cliche, and change it to with how happy I am. Make parents proud of how happy I am. Come on. Come on. It's sappy. It's weak. Okay? It's weak. Here we go. Number six, make many friends. Now, this one I agree with. It crossed out many and put real. I do believe that that is a good one. That's probably the best one they have on here. Make real friends. Agree with that. And the marriage one. I mean, no one just wants to get married to rush it. So that one and the marriage one make sense. The first one. But make, cross out many, put, insert real friends. Make real friends. Agreed with you there. Moving on. Number seven. Happiness lies in big moments. Now, this one sucks because both of them are true, but they only crossed out the word big because they thought that this would kind of go along with number four, which is totally weak and pussified. So they crossed out big and put small. Happiness lies in small moments. I agree with you. Yes, small moments make you happy. But big ones, a big promotion, winning the lottery, having a baby, getting married, those are big moments, and that shit makes you happy too. So this one was just to spice up the info picture, whatever, I don't even know what it's called, a meme. I'm gonna call it a meme. It's just to spice it up, and it's weak. That's a weak one. Whoever made this, that's weak. Okay? Number eight, find someone you can live with. This one's gotta be the most cliche, and I've had to have seen this on so many different memes because it's so cliche and cat lover worthy. Find someone you can live with. Cross out can live with and insert can't live without. Come on. Gag. I agree with it. That's the problem. I agree with it. I don't think you just want to find someone you can live with. You want to find someone that's right for you that you can't live without. Makes sense. Just adds to the sappy, weak ass meme that was made. These need to stop circulating because they give some teary-eyed cat lover girl some happy tears that fall down her face and make her feel good about herself, and all they are is making her weaker in the long run. You should strive for some of these things. But most of them that are written on here are weak. And that's just how I feel about it. You see a lot of these now. And yeah, part of this is to be funny, but this is serious. You see so many of these things. Same thing goes for kids growing up. Oh, let's give them a participation trophy. This is kind of along the same exact lines. How is anyone supposed to learn from anything with this sappy shit? It's weak and I don't like it. That's 10 minutes, but honestly, I have to bring this up to you, so I'm gonna go over my 10 minutes and bring this up. self-deprecation. Is that the word? Self-deprecation that I have to bring up. My memory sucks. Deprecation? Is that deprecation? I don't know. Someone can tell me if I'm wrong. Honestly, whatever. I have a bad memory. It royally sucks. So if someone can teach me how to fix it and actually fix it, please be my guest and tell me what to do. I've heard before that if you say someone's name after they say it to you, it'll stick in your head more. I just don't remember to do that. So when someone introduces themselves to me, I almost immediately, probably milliseconds afterwards, forget. And that has happened to me once again, and now I'm at the point of no return. Okay? I forgot the bag boy's name at my golf course that I'm a member at, and I see him almost every single day. He knows who we are, and I forgot his name because I haven't been there in a year. And it's brutal because the more I wait to ask him what his name is or to ask someone else what their name is or what his name is, the further into this hole I am dug. Okay? The more I wait, the further into the hole I've dug myself. Because if I ask him, he's going to be like, "What the hell, man? We talk every single time you're here and you don't even know my name?" If I ask someone else, they will just probably tell him about that incident because who that works with him wouldn't tell him that. So I'm screwed. But if I never ask, then I never know his name. And I'm always just saying, "Hey, man." So I think everyone should just have a name badge that they wear all the time, whether you're working or not. I think I should walk around the streets with my name on my chest or my forehead, and everyone else should too. That way we can just look at that damn name badge, be able to call people by their name, and that, yes, the personal level of a relationship that you'd be able to form with someone in a few minutes would go away because you don't really care. You can read their name right off the top of their head, but it would fix my problem, and that's all that matters. So wanted to share that with you, boobies, and go to waverpargolf.com to check out some of the merch, not for this podcast, but just a side business that I have. And then go to Twitter at CCLpod. Follow me there. Follow me on Instagram at SaichiBabyCCL. And, of course, Facebook.com/CCLpod. Like the page. Follow along. Share if you'd like. And don't forget to subscribe to YouTube if you haven't already. All right, my boobies, that is almost 13 minutes. I love you. I will speak to you next time. And hopefully you didn't 100% disagree with what I presented today.